While I was at work one day, I saw one of my coworkers listening to a Future song. So I wondered and asked, "Have you ever heard of Afrika Bambaataa?" They told me no. I always wondered why older hip-hop caught my attention that my peers didn't listen to. So I felt the need to find out if I was the only young person who knew about old school hip-hop. One day, I called up a guy by the name of Isaiah Newburn to see if he would sit down with me and talk about this discussion.
They battled in about 2001, and they're both like the two kings of New York. You know, rest in peace to Biggie, but Biggie only had two commercial albums. But those are the two kings of New York, and they battle, and it's sort of hard to say which one is better, so I just use that battle as the tie.
He was explaining the difference between two rappers from the same city and who were actually the best in his opinion. But I felt the need of reaching out to get other resources for the subject at hand. While I was at KWCP 98.9 LPFM at the West Central Community Center, I saw a local artist by the name of Big Piff and asked if he would allow me to interview him about his experience with hip-hop and why did he believe kids around my age would prefer older hip-hop than the new stuff. He agreed, and we sat down together for 15 minutes, and this is what he had to say.
Well, actually, when I fell in love with the junk, so I mean, you know, I heard it at a young age, but when I fell in love with it, it was actually this Southern group, Southern record label called Suave House. And they was doing, it was like A-Bomb, JG, T-La, Crime Boss. And it was the first time I really liked the beats and the way they flowed over the beats. That it just, it's like, it was the first time I heard people rap where I felt their raps and the way they rap was at distinct differences of the majority of rap back then versus the majority of rap now.
From the two interviews that I had with the young gentleman, I learned that hip-hop is much more than just a sound. It's a culture and a way of life.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. But one, two, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat comes, says the beat, a short shot. Come on, come on, come on.
Bust.
to the beat, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. To the beat, y'all. And you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. And you don't stop. A 1-2 comp since is going to drop. Ha ha. I used to love her, 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 quit fucking up this shit, y'all, but
you ain't got your woman in check, man. I think you overstepped your bounds just a little bit.
I can't do this anymore.